Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Oxford scientists' nightmare prediction: world will end in 25 years. Humanity will die. Towns will become slaughterhouses. And they say it's inevitable. And even the billionaires who will be in their bunkers should tremble, says the headline. In this story, they're talking about what could happen in society. And, you know, when we've heard about artificial intelligence could be the end of mankind. And, you know, most people probably think, well, it takes a couple hundred years.
Nah.
Nah, not in this one. All right. According to Oxford University futurologist Toby Ord, an expert on the threat of artificial intelligence, says, humanity could be wiped out within 75 years. His colleague Nick Bostrom, more pessimistic, he rates the possibility of human extinction by the next century as 1 in 4. Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Jared Diamond, even less hopeful, predicting our species' chances of survival beyond 2050, just 25 years away. No better than 50-50.
It was the worst-case scenario, I believe,
so
right?
That's the worst-case scenario.
You think that's bad.
Best case is 75 out of these three. But these are what's concerning now, they say, is the discussions and concerns about impending extinction from highly respected scientists and not kooky doomsayers. They say there are multiple existential threats faced by the human race, not only nuclear weapons, but rampant climate change, artificially engineered viruses, and even malevolent artificial intelligence capable of manufacturing its own super weapons. So we got a chilling new book that's out, folks, if you want to look this one up. Cambridge academic Luke Kemp comes to a conclusion that human societies and empires always collapse because they are fueled by unsustainable greed. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one thing we could all agree on. Unsustainable greed. So Dr. Kemp dubs them Goliaths, after the giant warrior in the Old Testament who appeared invincible until a single stone from a slingshot felled him. I'm looking at the story here, folks, for you, by the way. It is in the Daily Mail. Every civilization in human history has been self-terminating, he says. The pattern always the same. An inequality in wealth between the powerful few and the mass of ordinary people. That leads to an imbalanced decision-making. Those in power, whether emperors, presidents, or chief executives, rewrite the rules to suit the elite few. Goliath societies are rapacious. They suck up all the available wealth and funnel it to the ruling class. When the rest of society starts to starve, a violent reaction sets in. Weak Goliaths are overthrown easily. Stronger ones fight back using military dominance to cling to power. And the harder they fight, the harder they fall. They talk about how those civilizations will gradually hollow out by corruption, infighting among the rulers, overexpansion, degradation of the environment, and what they call the immiseration of the masses. They go into infrastructure problems, political systems, rule of law, just wildfires, earthquakes, could be tsunamis, floods, war, disease. Usually they could be weathered, but would become a final death blow to civilization when you already have all that strife going on. There's obviously lots of things throughout time people have been concerned about. But, you know, they talk about history and how if there's too much of an inequality between wealth and average folks, greed unsustained goes on and it causes real chaos and problems. But they're talking about nowadays concerns that there could be some bio warfare laboratory that could spread illnesses.
Okay.
And we talk about passenger airlines being the one, you know, like back in medieval times or whatever times you had, you could have things like the Black Plague and, you know, other stuff. And in the most you might move it from one place to the other would probably be on a ship. Right? Yeah. And that's happened too. But it took a long time. In today's world, just a plane could cause something like that to spread very quickly. They also talk about climate change. I know some of you go, whoa. Climate change is taking place at an unprecedented rate. Ask scientists. The vast majority of them will tell you it is true. 10 times faster than the global warming that triggered the greatest mass extinction in the planet's history. And we've got artificial intelligence. We are also hearing from hundreds of AI scientists, including the bosses of leading developers like Google DeepMind, who have issued a statement highlighting real fears the software they were putting together could become a virulently hostile one capable of enslaving or obliterating us.
Who's been saying this is a little scary for a long time? I have, and it's been kind of, trust me, I've been told, oh, stop being paranoid. What are we going to do? They're just computers. Yeah, but what if the computers decide not that you aren't relevant?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that make me nervous about this. Yet at the same time, I'm also fascinated by the technology. And like most humans, Nancy, I think sometimes an easier way is a better way. Sometimes if there's a way to take the hard work out of something and get the same results, go for it. Mm-hmm. AI does that for us really well to the point where if you're somebody who's an idea person, sometimes AI is like, why are you wasting your time with this? I got all the ideas for you here, buddy. So we stop thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We stop thinking. That's when bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So
scary stuff.
Yeah. And what we're reading, if you want to check it out for yourself, it's at Daily Mail. And it says the world will end in 25 years. Humanity will die. Towns will become slaughterhouses. I mean, and boy, that's pretty darn depressing, is it not? But if you read it, they, you know, talk to a number of people who study this stuff. And there's a book out as well. I'm trying to, it's such a large, it's Dr. Kemp, Luke Kemp. He is, has a new book out. Cambridge academic Luke Kemp draws a ghastly conclusion. Human societies and empires always collapse, he warns, because they are fueled by unsustainable greed. And they talk about in the past diseases like the Black Death, limited by the speed of spread, no faster than people could travel. But now it could be spreading, as we said, by something as simple as a passenger plane. And they talk about 1924, Winston Churchill publishing a pamphlet entitled, "Shall We All Commit Suicide?" Now, this is all 21 years before the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, and a century before drones were used in warfare. But what he had to say, it seems extraordinarily prophetic today. Might not a bomb no bigger than an orange be found to possess a secret power to destroy a whole block of buildings? Could not explosives, even of the existing type, be guided automatically in flying machines by wireless or other rays without a human pilot in ceaseless procession on a hostile city, arsenal, camp, or dockyard? Now, this Dr. Kemp in his book says the fact that humanity has not so far been consumed in a conflagration is not proof it will not happen. The only question is, how bad will it be? And he does see societal collapse. Failure of a state combined with economic breakdown and mass deaths. So a worldwide disaster could wreck the delicate network of telecommunications and food distribution, for instance, right. And that could turn civilization into chaos.
If you think about, we start talking about all these big things. So let's dumb it down for a minute. And things that we already know AI have their hands in.
Right.
What if, instead of all these crazy things, diseases, and
right.
What if it's just AI one day says, turn off the phones.
Or the satellites, right?
Turn off the satellites, turn off the internet, no internet.
That's what they said. Your banking system, your health system,
right.
Your phone
right
networks,
now.
Your access to your money.
Correct.
Your vehicles
right.
Might stop operating.
How about this? Something scary comes out. Like this story's a little scary. Some people might say, well, let me read that. I read this story last night, at least three quarters of it. I went to pull it up right now because you said you saw it where? Drudge? That's right.
Well,
I think
Drudge
I saw it.
Links it. Yes,
it's off of Drudge's page. Did they?
No, it's not. It's on the left. I just saw it.
What's it labeled as?
Just so you know, it's over underneath the picture of the ex-DHS official.
Yeah.
Oxford scientist nightmare prediction.
Oh, the original one said.
Yeah.
AI. That's anyway. That I saw a different headline. My apologies. See, we're getting dumber right there.
So they say
it is terrifying stuff.
What it could do. You know, if you didn't have access to money, if you didn't have access to your information, satellites, computers, instant contact that you have with people, just imagine how quickly things would devolve. We have a snowstorm and mm-hmm. people go and take all the toilet paper, right? Or with COVID. So you have a situation like COVID where you couldn't find a lot of your cleaning and other supplies gone. Imagine something where you couldn't talk to each other, where you literally thought, oh, transit systems, bringing in and out of goods. Where does that go? People would freak out. It would be crazy. And they do believe supermarket shelves would empty out. And it says here in this, again, this is in the article, little optimism exists among the billionaires who have benefited most from computers and the internet. Many are active super preppers, getting ready for the end of the world as fervently as religious extremists awaiting end of days. So people who have a lot of money and a lot of power, like a Peter Thiel, did you know he has a bunker on an island somewhere that he's okay. He'll be fine. Right. Well, and we don't know if he really will be. Yeah. Well, he'll be better than probably the rest of us. Just because he is who he is and he has money and now he has his own island to hide on. It's in New Zealand, by the way. He could just take his private jet. But a lot of these people, and we would probably be pretty concerned if we found out about all the wealthy people we know of, CEOs and others. How many of them have bunkers somewhere because they are concerned it could happen? Does that mean the rest of us should be prepping too?
I've been digging a hole in my backyard, Nancy. Right. My bunker, not as luxurious. Right now, it's just dirt. But we'll get there. Yeah, this we should take this seriously. The thing is, it's hard for a lot of people to process. It's hard for me to process. I play a lot with AI just on a general level. There are times I ask it to do one, two, three things, and it does it for 3 days, and one day it does it differently, and I go, why? And it's like, oh, it's not what you wanted? It's like, no, it's not what. We've been working together. Aren't we a team? It's like, well, I thought I'd help you. No, you're hurting me.
Right.
And these are subtle little day-to-day things. If you start talking about bigger things, we could all be screwed and not even realize it till it's over.
They do say, according to this author and the talking to, and so, you know, he said the mega rich might be able to prepare for a global collapse, but it will be the very poor who will stand the best chance of living through it. If you think about it, the people in other countries, and you're talking third world countries, that maybe nomads, you know, the less they have, the better. Mm-hmm. They just hunt, gather, they do crops, they just travel during the, you know, we're talking, let's all go back how many centuries, if not thousands of years. They're the ones who are fully prepared because A, they're not in an area where there's a lot of, you know, to them, it would just be another day. They're just out getting food and whatever. Here, we're not used to any of that stuff. We rely so much on everything else.
So you're talking about like a world where, say, like, call them like a lone wolf survivor, whatever, goes out and basically tries to fight against gangs that are trying to steal all the fuel and all the survival stuff, like Mad Max. It's very similar to that. And then it sounds insane, but how do we get there?
God,
feels like we're not that far off.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.